We'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Bruce.
Here.
Councilmember Biggs.
Here.
Councilmember Laraway.
Yes.
Mayor Steer.
Here. And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item is the consent agenda. Any questions or comments or anything you want pulled for discussion or motions?
I make a motion we approve the consent agenda.
Do we have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce.
Aye.
Councilmember Biggs.
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway.
Yes.
And that motion carries. That takes us right to public hearings. Item A, consideration to approve case number 22-13-S pre-plat. Bill Hicks and CRMM LLC. Troy, thank you for grabbing those, and you may have the floor, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and council members. For the record, Troy B. Hinnan, senior planner, CUNA Planning and Zoning Staff, 751 West 4th Street here in CUNA, CUNA Planning and Zoning Department. The application before you this evening is a request for pre-plat approval in order to subdivide approximately 16.26 acres into 12 commercial lots. The site was previously annexed and zoned C2, which is the area commercial, as part of the Black Rock Marketplace back in 2021. And this serves as part of the mixed-use component called for on the future land use map for this area. In Section 5 of the City Engineer's Memo, Public Works states the project is located within the Danske and Lift Station Basin, which currently does not have capacity to provide sewer service for the Paul Bunyan Plaza. Sewer capacity, or the EDUs, the equivalent dwelling units, that will become available upon completion of the 18-inch Danskin sewer force main will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. Public Works can support approval of this application since the 18-inch Danskin lift station sewer force main is currently under construction and well underway. A QLPE will serve for up to 40 EDUs for the Paul Bunyan Plaza will be contingent on the successful completion of the 18-inch Danskin force main project, and the engineer may expand or refine their comments in connection with future land use actions. Staff has reviewed the proposed preliminary plat for technical compliance with CUNA City Code and Idaho State Statute 67-6511 and the CUNA Comprehensive Plan and the FLUM, the future land use map. And should the council approve the pre-plat, staff recommends the applicant be subject to the proposed recommended conditions of approval outlined in the staff memo. I will stand for any questions that you have, and the applicant is here tonight to answer any questions the council might have.
Okay. Questions for Troy?
Yes.
Yes.
Troy, what is ACHD's input on the traffic that's going to come out on Deer Flat? And right now, there's nothing coming out on Meridian.
No, they're going to limit the Meridian road access. So this project is going to work hand-in-hand with the project just across the canal from them on the north side, and that's where the Meridian road access will come into play. So you're right. They do not have anything on Meridian Road. The Traffic Authority, ACHD, they have a number of comments with the Deer Flat connection, so they have to stay a certain distance away from Meridian Road, and they also have to work with the existing conditions that are there, mainly Steinway, which is directly across the street. So they just have to meet separation requirements. They have a number of things that they have to follow in addition to traffic concerns. They have to have D-cell lanes and XL lanes, but as far as I could read, there was no full in or out on Meridian or in Deer Flat.
Thank you.
And Troy, did I also read right that the expansion for Deer Flat between Meridian Road and Linder, is that 2030 to 2035? Is that when it's expected to be?
I believe so. And in addition to that, there will also be an expansion of the K Avenue and Deer Flat intersection. It won't be long before there's a roundabout there to help with that. But yes, there is at least a significant portion in the years you described.
Anything further for Troy?
This moment.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Troy. And so the applicant, is it Jake?
Good evening. My name is Jake Elbogen on behalf of CRMM LLC and Bill Hicks for the project at Paul Bunyan Plaza, the northwest corner of Meridian Road and Deer Flat. Address is 8942 Spanish Ridge Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89148. I'm happy to address any questions council may have related to the preliminary plat and in Troy's description.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for the applicant?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nothing yet.
Appreciate
it. All right, and this is a public hearing. He was the only one I had to sign up to testify. Is there anybody who wishes to testify in this matter didn't get a chance to sign up? Okay. Seeing none. Again, this is a public hearing, so that's all we had to testify. So if council has more questions, we'll just leave the public hearing open until you're ready to debate for the final.
I'm good.
Yeah, I don't have anything with you.
I'll make a motion that we close public hearing for case number 2213-S preplat.
I'll second it.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Yeah, just appears to me just to be the next step in the development of the commercial site, so.
And this was annexed in 21, they said?
Yeah.
I love the idea of commercial, that's for sure. Desperately needed. The only thing I really am not a big fan of is the site access, like John alluded to. It's directly across from the entrance into the Ridley's, which we all know that's not the best place for turning. So I don't know if they're going to modify the egress from Ridley's, the left turn there. Maybe they're going to block all of that off so that you can only go right out of either parking area. And like I said, the widening of Deer Flat isn't until 2030 to 2035. So I could see this being an issue. Not enough to say that I wouldn't support the project by any means, but I just would like another way because that's kind of a mess right now as it is.
Yeah, and I think that's what Troy was saying, that was a right-in, right-out only, so we have full access.
Be kind of a bad place to put a traffic light or something else, too, because it's so close to
Meridian
Road. It's kind of a conundrum. It'd be nice to have another egress point onto Meridian from there.
Yep.
down too far north for it to be functional with this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good they're going to be working with the other project site to get that other access.
Matt, do you have anything else?
No.
It's still in the early phases and it's already been annexed, so.
Yeah.
So I'm good. Do you want?
Yeah. I make a motion we approve case number 22-13-S and following all staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for approval. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? And that motion carries. That takes us to consideration to approve case number 2203-CPF, Asheville Acres Subdivision. Troy.
Good evening again, Mr. Mayor and council members. For the record, Troy Buhunan, Senior Planner, CUNA Planning and Zoning Staff, 751 West 4th Street here in CUNA. This application before you this evening requests combo plat approval, which is preliminary and final plat combination, in order to further subdivide two existing lots within the Ashton Estates number 2 subdivision plat. These combined lots equal about 2.3 total acres, and they're looking to divide them into four total lots, four buildable lots. Public Works does conditionally support this application, and in the engineer's memo, they have stated that this project has received a will serve for two commercial lots. The additional two lots shall also receive a will serve when additional sewer capacity is available. Additional capacity shall be available in the Danskin lift station basin when the 18-inch Danskin force main project is complete, which stated previous this evening, it's already well underway and under construction. Public Works can support approval of this application, and the city engineer reserves the right to expand, modify, or refine his comments in connection with any future land use actions. Staff has reviewed the proposed combination plat for compliance with CUNA City Code Title 5 and 6 and Idaho State Statutes 50-13, 67, 65, and the CUNA Comprehensive Plan. And should the council approve the combination plat, staff does recommend that the applicant be subject to the proposed recommended conditions outlined in staff's memo. I will stand for any questions you have, and I believe that the applicant does have a representative here tonight.
Okay. Questions for Troy?
No, sir. Not for me.
Okay. And if the applicant would like to step forward, is that Josh Jantz?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council members, Josh Jantz. KM Engineering, 5721 North Discovery Way, Boise, here on behalf of our client. First off, thanks, Troy, for his presentation. There's not a whole much more I can add to it, except that we are in agreement with staff's recommendations and the conditions as presented in the staff report. And with that, I'll stand for any questions.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Jantz?
No, sir.
You guys are getting off easy tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And again, I think we have the same kind of a situation here, so. Further questions of anyone require us to leave the meeting open? Otherwise, you can close testimony and proceed to deliberation.
Do you have anything for Troy? It's more commercial. Yeah. And it was annexed. What year did it say it was annexed? And we have the services that'll
serve. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me do one more thing. This is a public hearing, and I only had Josh sign up to testify. Is there anybody who wishes to testify that didn't get a chance to in this matter? Okay, thank you.
In that case, I recommend make a motion we close the session on the public hearing.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Well, again, it looks like another good project that moves us in a good, positive, right direction. So, not a whole lot to debate on that as I see it. So,
I welcome the commercial business.
Yeah, I don't have. Did you have any?
Okay.
Matt, anything?
I make a motion to approve case number 22-03-CharliePapa Foxtrot.
Well done.
I understood that.
I did too. I was watching Adam 12 earlier.
Second.
I have a motion and a second for approval. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. TE, Falco Catena Subdivision Preliminary Plat Time Extension, Jessica Reed.
I'm not Jessica, but I'll do my best. Oh. good evening, Mayor and Council, for the record. Doug Hansen standing in for Associate Planner Jessica Reed, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. The applicant requests time extension approval for the Falco Catena Subdivision Preliminary Plat due to changes in roadway alignment requested by the Ada County Highway District and sewer design changes requested by the Public Works Department. The applicants are currently working through these items but will be unable to complete the first phase of the project within the current timelines. Upon review, staff finds the request to be compliant with CUNA City Code Title VI and Idaho Code 6765 and would recommend the council approve case number 23-02-TE with the applicants being subject to the conditions of approval listed in Section 6 of the staff report. I will stand by for any questions you may have.
Okay. Questions?
Just one. Is this the first extension or?
So the preliminary plat did previously fall through, but there was a reinstatement issued by the previous planning and zoning director in 2021 because they made significant contributions to the property. They've already placed pipe underground, and they've rough graded the roads.
Thank you. I guess one follow-up question. When we provide an extension for these developers, what is the time frame that we give them?
Should the time extension be approved this evening, the new expiration date for the preliminary plat will be April 4th, 2025, which is 2 years from the date the findings will be signed.
Thank you.
Okay, anything further?
Anything?
I don't see why we wouldn't extend it for him.
Then I'll make a motion we approve case 2302-Tom Edward Katrina subdivision.
It's going down today, huh?
Did we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second for approval. Any further discussion on the motion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And that motion carries. Resolution R27-2014, default. So this is one that we haven't seen before. So what we will do here, I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to Doug Hansen, and he will give us some direction on this. This is an item that we won't be taking action on tonight, but Doug, you may have the floor, please.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council members. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA, Idaho, 83634. Resolution number R27-2014 was approved by the City Council on May 6, 2014, authorizing the CUNA City Engineer to accept a cash deposit in the amount of $64,400 in lieu of construction for the Profile Ridge Merrill Family Center subdivision under certain terms and conditions so the final plat could be recorded prior to completion of an off-site bicycle and pedestrian pathway. The off-site bicycle and pedestrian pathway were to be completed and installed by Red Cliff Development in conformance with the approved plans and accepted by the City of CUNA within 120 days of the date of deposit of the cash deposit. The pathway was not completed within the 120-day window and has since remained uncompleted for approximately 3,274 days. The default hearing to show cause notice provided herein was mailed to Red Cliff Development, notifying the developer of the failure to complete the off-site bicycle and pedestrian pathway in great excess of 120 days past the second day of July, 2014. For the record, staff would note that the notice was mailed on February 28th, not the 27th, as stated in the staff memo. Contact to staff has not been made by any registered agent or individual working on behalf of Red Cliff Development. And with that, I will turn it over to Mark to answer any additional questions you may have.
Okay, yeah, Mark.
Mark Bybee, City Attorney. Obviously, this is new, and there is a hearing component to this if somebody has appeared on behalf of Red Cliff. I've instructed Mayor, whether they're here or not, I've instructed Mayor we should open. It's a hearing. I wouldn't call it a public hearing because it's not just for the general public to testify. It's a hearing for if there is somebody here on behalf of that entity to essentially testify to show cause why they believe these funds that were placed on deposit, because it's basically, according to what Doug said, they needed to build this or there's risk of forfeiture of the funds. They didn't build it, and so the city's looking at forfeiting these funds potentially, and we're asking them to show cause why that shouldn't happen. And so I believe a hearing should be opened at this point, identify if a person's here on behalf of that entity and afford them the opportunity to testify and show cause if they are here.
Question?
All right. Yes.
Mark, are you the one? When we get this, if they don't comply, are we going to finish the project?
Do you want to answer that?
Yep, so the first step was just seeing if someone was going to come and try and show cause as to why it wasn't completed. The next step will be if the council wants us to proceed. I'll work with the city engineer, the treasurer, and most likely Bobby to determine how these funds should be allocated since it was supposed to be used for an off-site bicycle pedestrian pathway and most likely to utilize it in that manner in another location or for open space that could benefit the public in some way.
Thank you.
If I could follow up on that a little. Again, Mark Bybee, city attorney. So for tonight, as far as because this was noticed for an opportunity for show cause tonight by possible affected party, we want them to have the opportunity to testify tonight. As far as decision on the resolution, because of what Doug just said about some things that should be worked through still, regardless of whether they're here or not, I think we don't want any action taken on the resolution yet. The staff needs to work on, like you said, allocation of these funds if they're forfeited, and a recommendation for you guys.
Thank you.
Is there a little more history? I mean, this is almost 9 years of Has Red Cliff reached out at all to explain what happened?
For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning. I have not made any contact with Red Cliff Development. When this notice was mailed, it was noticed to three separate properties, one on file with the Idaho Secretary of State Business Search, which has since gone defunct. So we did manage to find a potential representative listed on that we did mail the notice to. However, staff has not been able to make direct contact with them. Staff did hear from an assistant to that individual, but no further contact has been made.
Like a long time still.
All right, so is there anyone in the audience that is either an agent or representative that would like to speak as to why this fund shouldn't be moved in for city use for as recommended? Okay. I don't see anyone here, so I think the one reason we don't want to, other than what they've already explained, that we don't want to take action is this probably won't just be placed in the general fund. It will be earmarked to use for something. So at this point, I guess we just move on to the next item and direct staff to work on a...
Mark Bybee, City Attorney. Because of how this was a noticed matter, you know, notice went out to a particular person, I'd prefer, as opposed to just leaving it open-ended, that it be continued to a date certain, just for noticing issues that I don't want to be in a situation we might have to notice again. And if you continue to a date certain, we should be fine with those notice issues.
How much time do we need to give? A couple meetings? One meeting?
Two at most. I feel like we're working on stuff already as far as, because this.
It's probably not an emergency, so two meetings would be reasonable.
I think so. That we're working on some stuff to kind of avoid this playing out in the future on other things, and so like, there's other things that will come. We're working on that to kind of develop a plan for how to deal with these things moving forward and working on some documents, and I think that should be done soon because there's already some drafts in the works.
So that would be the 18th of April.
I think that should be fine.
Okay, April 18th, if you want to make that motion.
Make a motion that we table R27-2014 until April.
What was it? 18th.
April 18th.
April 18th.
I'll second it.
Motion is made and seconded to table this until the April 18th meeting. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Item C, notice April 5th, 2023, open house for CUNA City Code Title 5 and 6. Doug Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning. I just wanted to provide notice that on April 5th, 2023, staff will be holding an open house for the CUNA City Code Title 5 and 6 Ordinance Amendment Rewrite. Currently, a copy of the redlined code is available on the city website. And the CUNA social media pages, and it has been posted. So I just wanted to provide notice to the public that this will be happening, and so if there are any questions, that they can be directed towards the planning and zoning team.
Okay, thank you. All right, that takes us to the Week of the Young Child Proclamation. I just want to say that I'm very pleased with this group. It's done great things in CUNA already for the youth and education, so I'm proud to be able to do this. So this is the State of Idaho Proclamation for the Week of the Young Child. Whereas the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children is celebrating the Week of the Young Child, April 1 through 7, 2023. And whereas we are working to promote and inspire high-quality early childhood experiences for our state's youngest citizens that can provide a foundation of learning and success for the children in CUNA, Idaho, and whereas teachers and others who work with or on behalf of young children, birth through age 8, who make a difference in the lives of young children in CUNA, deserve thanks and recognition, and whereas public policies that support early learning for all young children are crucial to young children's futures and to the prosperity of our society. Now, therefore, I, Joe Steer, Mayor of the City of CUNA, Idaho, do here proclaim April 1 through 7, 2023, as the Week of the Young Child in CUNA, Idaho, and encourage all citizens to work to support and invest in early childhood in CUNA. And I believe we had a representative here tonight to accept this proclamation. Would you like to say anything?
No.
Well, thank you for all the work on this. This is a great thing, and I appreciate all the efforts that go into that. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then we have the Fair Housing Month proclamation. Easy for me to say. State of Idaho Proclamation, Fair Housing Month Proclamation. Whereas April 2023 marks the 55th anniversary of the passage of Title VIII of the Civil Rights Act of 1968, commonly known as the Federal Fair Housing Act, and whereas the Idaho Human Rights Commission Act has prohibited discrimination in housing since 1969, and whereas equal opportunity for all, regardless of race, color, religion, sex, disability, familial status, or national origin, is a fundamental goal of our nation, state, and city, and whereas equal access to housing is an important component of this goal as fundamental as the right to equal education and employment, and whereas housing is a critical component of family and community health and stability, and whereas housing choice impacts our children's access to education, our ability to seek and retain employment options, the cultural benefits we enjoy, the extent of our exposure to crime and drugs, and the quality of health care we receive in emergencies, and whereas the laws of this nation and our state seek to ensure such equality of choice for all transactions involving housing, and whereas ongoing education, outreach, and monitoring are key to raising awareness of fair housing principles, practices, rights, and responsibilities, and whereas only through continued cooperation, commitment, and support of all Idahoans can barriers to fair housing be removed, now therefore, I, Joe Steer, Mayor of the City of CUNA, Idaho, do hereby proclaim April 2023 to be Fair Housing Month in the City of CUNA. And that's the end of that. I certainly also, this means a great deal to us too, making sure that people have equal opportunities. So thank you for having this proclamation on our agenda tonight. And that brings us to the end of the agenda for the evening. I would like to ask that council work with Chris on getting a time and date set up where we can meet with the Ada County Highway District Commissioners. I think that's a pretty important meeting. We do have new commissioners that are They're talking about maybe looking at their policies and changing things around so it's a little easier for cities to have more input on what projects we have and what our priorities are, rather than, so for example, our, not that this one will change for us, but as an example, the K in Avalon, where we want to get a traffic light or something in there to kind of help control traffic there, because it is dangerous. We haven't had a terribly high number of accidents and fortunately no fatalities. However, if those numbers were up, then we'd be able to prioritize that quicker. Well, we want to get that project done before that happens. So it's a meeting like this that can help us to get together with the Ada County Highway District Commissioners and talk through some of those things, give them some ideas. We don't really necessarily, unless you have something specific, have to get with them and tell them what their policy changes need to be, but just explain the issue, and then they can look through it with their staff and see if there's some things we can do to help better serve our community. So
have them drive that intersection for a couple days. That'll change their mind.
Chris, yes, go ahead.
On the topic of K and Avalon, it will be coming forward. I had briefed Mayor earlier today. We will be coming forward with council's selection as to whether you want to go with a signal, if you want to go with a roundabout, and if you do, a larger one that's two lane or a single lane. We just have to get one more design done because of feedback from ACHD. So it will be coming forward for you guys to do that, and then we will pursue funding from there. So
thank you.
And if they tell us we have to have an overpass there, then we're done. So.
An off-ramp.
So, yeah, anyway, I just wanted to mention that. So if you could work with Chris, we can see if we can come up with something. I don't know what works the best for you, if we can. I think they prefer lunchtime-type meetings, but if it's something we need to do in an evening to get everybody brought together, then we'll see what we can do to arrange that. So,
yeah, I'd like to talk to them about that. That's important, that light,
that intersection. We have a meeting with them on March 29th, correct?
No, that was, we didn't have enough of us to go. So,
till cancel.
Yeah. So you don't have to go. You can go if you want. Won't be any
bring back a report.
Greet you. So anyway, that's all I had. I don't know if you guys have anything else you want to mention, or
I wanted to at least bring up, we acknowledge the bond didn't pass for the schools. It was quite important. And kind of as we were kind of chatting about, it's you know, the voters overwhelmingly, there wasn't a huge turnout, but overwhelmingly said, I guess growth isn't exactly what maybe I thought it was. Maybe it's viewed a little differently. So something to keep in mind. And I guess with that, I'm not sure where next step is, because there's legislation at the state level that's going to tie our hands even more, possibly, as far as any kind of assistance we can do for the schools.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's I don't know how you fix it, right? The I think both levies there or impact fee bills have died, right? Do you know?
Well, I think they're not interested in talking about impact fees because of other avenues that are being taken with Mike Moyle's property tax relief for school districts and things that's probably falls short of getting to where we need to be, but perhaps at least would be helpful. So
I think it's just
I think that was a way to kick that one back under the table for now, and I don't know. I haven't heard anything moving forward on it. So
I think it's good that we just recognize it, maybe, but all think about what we can do prior. I don't know what the options are, but it's at least after the session to see what they come up with. I think they're steamrolling towards the end of it, so
Well, and then, and so speaking to growth, I think hopefully everyone kind of understands the history of that one, that wastewater treatment plant was built. There was a lot of entitlements given, a lot of properties annexed, and we also have a contract to pay the bank for the EDUs of. So the city kind of had their hands tied because of the building of that plant, which is why a lot of this growth occurred. It's also one of the reasons that growth is kind of all over the place rather than in one neat, orderly fashion. It's just because of the properties and who bought them and who had entitlements. And we're kind of working down towards getting towards the end of that, so that's not quite as big of a deal as it was originally. But that's how growth got to where it was, plus the economy. Nobody ever had any idea that many people would be wanting to move here anyway, so I think that got paid down a little quicker than what
everybody thought.
Well, I know it got paid down a little quicker than what the banks were expecting, and which makes them happy, of course, but that's kind of how we got where we were, or where we are, and so anyway.
Well, thank you.
Does anybody have anything else?
John? Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, meeting is adjourned.
Second.
Thank you all.